people are in a place where they're having to really be pushed to make a decision about what kind of person they want to be and what side do they want to stand on in history. And it's gotten to an understanding that this is a time that you have to take a hard stance and you have to make an actual decision. And a lot of people have decided that they want to stand on the side of justice and they want to figure out how to do that. One of the things that we're demanding is the funding over 5 years to the complete abolition. So we don't want to see any police in our community and over the course of those 5 years. And the 5 years gives time for the community to begin to build what is needed instead of police, so that we're not looking to leave any kind of a vacancy around the issue of safety. But we also recognize that one of the reasons that a lot of crimes are a reflection of poverty. People commit crimes because they're hungry, because their basic needs are not able to be met. Even when it comes to drug-related crimes, a lot of the drug use is also a way that individuals are seeking to manage the trauma that comes from being significantly impoverished and consistently scrutinized. Those are not safe for our children. There's in Philadelphia, we have asbestos in a lot of the schools. There's still lead pipes in a lot of the schools. So the schools are actually environmentally unsafe. The students are being expected to learn in environmentally hazardous places. All of that are things that we see as violence. And so we are beginning this process right now in addressing and talking to the city and making these demands of the city around defunding the police through to abolition and shifting those resources into the hands of community members and community organizations that can address the specific needs that the community has from the understanding and perspective of the community as the primary concern right now. But it's a foundational concern.